Hey everybody, this is Brendan coming back with another episode of Why We Play. This one's a little bit different. First off, I want to apologize for being late with the episode. My real life has been kind of crazy recently. I'm actually starting a new job come Monday, so going to interviews and filling out paperwork and making sure that I get everything done on time has been super time consuming, as well as wrapping everything up where I was at. So, you know, I apologize for the lateness. This episode is with Jordy from Kaoken Games. They are currently in development for their first title, Deliver Us the Moon. No release date as of yet. Next year is, you'll hear in the interview what I got. Couldn't get much, tried. But this is actually my first dev interview, so I was actually really nervous and really excited, and, you know, hopefully it came out okay. But this one just kind of went a bit differently. We just kind of rolled into it, with hence the introduction. And I guess I'll get the shameless plugging out first. Their website is kaoken.nl, K-E-O-K-E-N. They are also the same on Twitter. They're pretty active on there. They do streams and stuff fairly often, especially my guest today, Jordy. His latest stream was Prey. So definitely go give those guys a check out and keep an eye on this title. It looks really cool. You can see some, you know, initial gameplay back from last year at E3 on the Kinda Funny channel. And so yeah, that's them, and they're really cool, really interesting, really, you know, a smallish team, which I always find exciting. So be sure to check that out. As for me, you can follow me on Twitter at NadNerb. You can email the show at whyweplayshow@gmail.com. Shoot me an email if you ever want to be on the show. I will make sure to get you on. Just a heads up, my scheduling is a nightmare. Hopefully that's all calming down here soon, so I can get everything, you know, back to being stable how it was before. It's been pretty crazy recently, so once again, I apologize. You can also find me streaming at beam.pro/nadnerb64. That's NADNERB. Mostly it's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, because that game's really dope. And I'm on the quest for the chicken dinner, so, you know, tune in and let's see if I can do it together, right, guys? After that, it's going to be Outlast 2, I think, so. But I'll keep everybody up to date on Twitter. So I guess we're going to roll into the interview now. Hopefully you guys enjoy it, and always looking for feedback. So be sure to send it my way. Thanks for listening, and enjoy. Bye.
Oh, dude. Sorry about this, man.
No, you're perfectly fine.
I'm like in a dead zone area here. That's why I actually got out of my car, and I'm walking and talking to you on Skype. Yeah, but we've been doing this. We've been playing like tag here for like a month. I felt really awful, so.
No, don't worry about
it. Thanks for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
I'm no better, honestly.
So how can I help you?
So where are you at?
Right now, me personally?
Yeah.
Right now, my situation with Kaoken is a little interesting. I my girlfriend's actually Dutch, and she ended up getting her PhD opportunity in New York. I'm from New York originally, though. So now I work 1 month in New York and 1 month in the Netherlands. I go back and forth.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It's a unique situation.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah, no, hey, it's Jordy. Yeah, okay, cool.
I've never actually done a dev interview before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just started this project not too long ago.
Okay.
So, you know, obviously bear with me. I'm just a
normal... Hey, listen, no worries. Then I've got questions for you. How did you find us? How'd you hear about us? We really were curious about this always, you know.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, really, definitely.
I just honestly peruse what smaller games and smaller teams are working on, because that's what I find honestly most interesting right now.
Oh, great.
For game wise and
sure.
You know, I stumbled on Starbreeze, normal ass me weird doing weird shit, and I saw Deliver Us to the Moon, and I was like, oh, space.
Thanks, man. Thanks. We're working real hard on it.
So, okay. So, yeah, it's going to be more of just like a free form thing. So, like, so explain your situation again, because I'm just going to roll into this on the episode and
call it a day. So, I'm the biz developer for Kaoken. So, I'm the guy that has to kind of run around for them. I'm the guy that negotiated with Starbreeze on their behalf to make sure that we could get a publisher so we can actually make our dream game. And because of my relationship with my lady, I've got to go 1 month New York, 1 month Netherlands. I do that back and forth.
Okay.
Be a little hectic sometimes, yeah.
So how do you enjoy the Netherlands? I got
to
ask.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I love it, dude. If it was up to me, we would never have left. Yeah, you know what it is? I grew up in New York. I'm from here. So it's kind of like I was always that kind of guy who just wanted something different, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. I get that. I actually lived, when I was growing up in high school, I lived over in Germany for about 9 years, so.
Oh, really? Oh, so then you kind of the next door neighbor over there.
Exactly.
You still speak German?
I can. It requires copious amounts of drinking.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, Guten Morgen.
Yeah, exactly. I have family over there, too, so when I was learning, like, you know, it's normal kid ribbing, right? Like, oh, you don't speak our language. So I would catch a lot of shit for, like, my dialect and stuff like that. So
Sure.
It really, like, I'm not a self-conscious person, per se, but, like, I don't know. Something with that, I was just like, yeah, I'm not, unless I'm highly inebriated or, like, I have to.
You get a little self-conscious about
it, actually. I'm not gonna.
Well, I'll give you a fun fact, actually. We did a successful Kickstarter. I don't know if you saw us on Starstream, but when we did it, we sent out, like, you know, spamming emails to every YouTuber and Twitcher under the sun, trying to get, like, a hit, you know, someone to just show the game so people can get attention to our Kickstarter. And, you know, we really sent them to all over the world, but the majority of those people are in the States.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, the neighbor next door, the biggest YouTuber of Germany, the dude is the kind of guy that, like, when he goes on Twitch, it's like, you know, it's always whatever he's playing is one of the top six things, you know?
Yeah.
If you look under games, it's always him. And the guy just loved the game, and he blew us the fuck up. I mean, he even did a stream called Deliver Us the Money.
That's,
you know, just, we owe a lot of our successes to him because he kind of put us on the map a little bit. And from there, things started to go in the right direction. So it's really, really, we're really thankful to him.
Yeah, no joke. I mean, all it takes is that one good hit, right, to just get the name out there.
Huge. From a guy, like, we actually ended up getting to meet him finally at Gamescom, which is in Cologne, in Germany. The loveliest guy ever. He's like just a big teddy bear, the dude.
That's really, yeah, really cool.
Yeah, because, you know, you think, like, how's this guy going to be? Super nice guy. Really just, like, super down to earth. I think he feels weirded out by his fame because it's hard to describe how famous he is to people in the States, but, like, when we saw him at Gamescom, he literally needed, like, bodyguards because, you know, and I've met bigger YouTubers from the States who they don't have that, but this dude needs that.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Like, I've always wanted to go to Gamescom as well. How's that?
Oh, it's dope. It's lunacy.
I lived there for 9 years and never made it, so.
Well, it's definitely, where were you living in Germany?
I was down in Stuttgart, so.
Oh, okay, you were in Schwabia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you actually speak German, you should check out this YouTuber, man. His name is Gronk. Gronk, Gronk, like Gronkowski, kind of, but with an H at the end, and that's his thing.
Awesome. I'm for sure going to now, actually. I'm
yeah,
super
he's
curious.
Super, super popular there. It's absurd.
Yeah, when you get one person that really, like, blows up, especially in a country, you know, like, the States is and, you know, no offense to the States, is propagated with YouTubers and Twitch streamers who all have their cult followings, though, right?
But sure, like, absolutely. I mean, listen, any of them, all of them are great. You know, there's no, all of them can help out for sure, you know, and they all have their huge followings. I don't know if you saw our star stream at all with Starbreeze, but we got to meet another really big guy, which is H3H3.
Oh.
He does Vape Nation. He's doing some stuff with Starbreeze now, which is very cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, actually, they made a character pack of him in Payday, too.
I vaguely, like, remember hearing about that
well, you know what, Starbreeze is so cool. Like, it started off as just like a joke, and then they're like, actually, why don't we just do this, it's fucking hilarious, and they did it. That's funny.
Starbreeze is a super interesting publisher to watch too, because
they're insane.
So how is it working with Starbreeze then?
It's kind of, you know, any publisher that we would work with, we probably have to kiss their ass a little bit. You know, they're kind of like Daddy Warbucks.
Exactly.
But with these guys, it's just the shoe fits, man. The shoe fits. I can tell you that, you know, one of the things we like to do in our office, you know, and imagine, like, we're kind of like their ultimate bet a little bit. You know, our deal is public on the internet, but they gave us $500,000, and you know, when it comes in, we get everything 50-50. Super fair. You actually, it's unheard of how fair that is. Usually, it's 90-10 to the house or 70-30.
Yeah.
So 50-50 is like, it was like such a generous deal. You know, they're basically not bleeding us dry. And what we want more than anything is just to have a studio that's self-sustaining, you know, where we can keep making the games that we want to make. And they've been super, just so helpful to us. You know, they give us a lot of great advice. They give us complete creative control. We own the IP. So everything has been like that. Has been incredible, you know, from the business side point. And then just from like a cultural and personal standpoint, dude, the guys are fucking hilarious, man. Like, we do stuff where we Photoshop them all the time, like all messed up. And they're die laughing, and like, you know, they play pranks on us like all the time as well. So we have a really good relationship. I think I even talk about it in the Starstream. The CEO calls it disciplined fun. It's the best way to put it, because we're a bunch of assholes, but we do good work and we work really hard, but we also like to enjoy ourselves as well.
And Starbreeze is super, it's interesting in fact too, and you can even look like telling out their portfolio that they're not, you know, you hear about publishers a lot of times, they, you know, they're there to make a buck, and you know, creative wise it's not really like the most important aspect of it, right? Meanwhile,
sure,
you know, they're publishing you guys, right? As well as, yeah, Psychonauts 2 and System Shock, the new one.
Like, yeah.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like they're going, you know, right now I kind of call them kind of, they're kind of like the dark horse of the bigger publishers. Because, yeah, like, you know, EA and Take-Two, for example, they're way bigger, right? But
yeah,
right now it kind of feels like Starbreeze is making a push to go for it a little bit, you know?
No, it seems like it.
With their own kind of, listen, I mean, they're a business, right? And they, of course they want to survive. And I understand that and I respect that as well. But they're doing it on their terms, and it feels like you work with them, you're like, these are the good guys or something, you know?
And there's not really, like, in their portfolio, there's not really, like, bad, they don't, like, publish bad, you know, critically panned games, right? Like, I mean, Payday 2 is still popular to this day. I mean, you have
super popular, yeah,
Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons, which that game is one of the few games that legit made me cry.
Like, oh, yeah, it's like, and the whole game, and that game is really interesting because it's really, really beautiful, but it's all about the mechanic, right?
Yeah,
the
for sure.
The 2-6. And it's so simple, yet so, yeah, it's so good.
If there was be a publisher I would work with, I would lean more towards Starbreeze than most.
I would recommend, I recommend to everyone, you get, listen, they're also choosy as well about who they take. You know, it's got to fit like their portfolio a little bit, you know? For example, like, you know, and it was the same for us. You know, we were talking to a lot of different publishers, and, you know, some of them were very interested, but we felt like the cultural fit, like, wasn't there. Even, like, the lineup of games they had, we're like, we don't really, it doesn't, meh.
Yeah, for
sure. You know, and nothing against them, it just, it felt like it wasn't a good fit. Like, if you go into these relationships with somebody, they're quite a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
So we wanted to be super comfortable, and we wanted to just feel like our game, you know, like they cared about it as well. And that's something you really get the impression at Starbreeze. Like, even from, you know, when we're going to market the game, they're talking about some really interesting stuff and for marketing our game. And we're really excited to work with them on it. And I can tell you, like, just from Starstream, the kind of stuff they do, they were just in the office chilling. I feel like it's kind of like the same conversation me and you are having right now. They were chilling and they were talking about, I don't know if you've seen or heard of Raid. It's a game that's coming up. It's kind of like Payday set in World War II.
Oh, no. What? Oh, I haven't heard about that, and that sounds like literally right up my alley.
So they're doing that, and one of the things they're doing is, like, if you succeed in a mission, they have, like, a video clip, like, that you succeeded, but they decided, they're like, who should we get for this? And they thought, you know what would be awesome? If John Cleese could be the general that, like a British general that says you succeeded in the mission.
No.
And then they actually were like, they're like, let's fucking call him. And they did, and now John Cleese is like, he's like 20 scenes with him.
Oh, no.
Hilarious, yeah. Just, and they told me all about it, and dude, the stories about it were so funny and cool. It's really, really interesting. They ended up hiring, you know, when you fail, it's like a video of Hitler. And they said the guy was like actually ended up being a method actor, which is fucking hilarious. So, like, when the camera was off, this dude, like, you know, he's going to the bathroom like Hitler. Angry grunts.
I mean, if you're going to play the part, you may as well go all the way with it, right?
I mean, the dude was like, yeah, he's very serious about his work, which I find, you know, I respect, but also find completely fucking hilarious.
For sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So for the audience and, you know, for everybody in general, tell me a little bit about Deliver Us to the Moon.
Absolutely. So Deliver Us to the Moon is a game that takes place in a future that's in desperate times. The Earth's resources are nearly depleted. Mankind is losing hope. So we at the WSA, the World Space Association, send a lone astronaut to the moon to save humanity, and they're tasked with exploring the abandoned bases that are on the moon, finding out why they were abandoned, what happened there, and see if there's any chance for humanity to continue in, or some kind of hope.
So, okay, so it's, I'm assuming, oh, this is probably a bold assumption, right? First person, right?
You assume incorrectly.
Oh!
It's a third person. It's a third person game.
I guess at this point,
but there
now,
are,
I'm
there
just,
are elements, it's... there are moments, there are moments of first person that we do that just because they kind of, the we're choosing them kind of to kind of throw you into the game a little bit more, but it's the third person game primarily.
No, that it's I find it, I mean, anymore now, it's mostly, you know, most games of that ilk are of the first person variety. Why go yep. third?
Well, I personally, like, this is from my personal standpoint, I love third person games, man.
I don't know. I'm not denying that.
Yeah, I just, I don't know, like, I was playing Prey. I was streaming it yesterday.
Oh, no.
And I don't know. Yeah. You know, Kuhn, who's the CEO, we're good friends. We work together. He's my boss. He told me, like, play it on stream because it's kind of got, like, a vibe, like, what we're going for. But, yeah, I don't know, man.
Huh. That's. I mean, yeah. I've heard. I own it. I haven't actually played it yet. I'm trying to finish out Persona right now.
Sure.
After 120 hours, I feel like I should probably see that game to the end. So
no, true. Wow, that is insane.
Yeah, Prey's next on my hit list. With that and Outlast 2.
Well,
actually,
I think if you're a big fan of Bethesda, you will like the game a lot.
No,
It definitely has a cool ass like feeling to it. I'll give it that. I think I just have to get more into it, but. I just miss third person a little bit.
Yeah, because you really don't like I said before, you don't really see it too often anymore.
You know, I love Uncharted, I love Horizon. Like, these are all third person games.
Yeah, and both of those are fantastic.
Yeah, so yeah, they were amazing. I mean, Horizon I just beat and I absolutely loved it.
So
I really loved it.
So yeah,
go ahead.
I'm still working on Horizon as well. That took a backseat when Persona 5 came out because, in case you can't tell, I'm a huge Persona fan. So.
Yeah, I actually haven't played it. Do you recommend it?
Yes, very much
I'm
so.
Sure, yeah, I was about to say, why am I asking you? Immediately.
if you're a fan of JRPGs, then yes. I think right, cool. It's probably one of the best ones that have come out in at least the last 5 years.
Everybody's talking about this. Yeah. I got to check it out.
So, yeah, for sure. So, what platforms are you launching on?
So, we're not allowed to say.
Ugh.
Yet. Okay?
Yet.
I can tell you for sure we will be... on Steam, on PC.
Not everybody's on Steam, on PC.
Exactly. So that is what I could say right now.
Nah, that's
okay.
Understandable.
I can tell you there is talk of others.
Okay.
But I can tell you for definite that's the best I can do.
I'll take what I can get, right?
Yeah.
So how long have you guys been working on it?
We've been working on it for 2.5 years. And, you know, the first kind of year and a half, it was us trying to just get the idea out there a little bit to people. And now with, you know, the funding from Starbreeze, we're really able to take the game to the next level and make the game we've always wanted to. So we're very happy.
So, and when did you guys make the deal with Starbreeze?
We put everything appended. I flew over to Sweden last September.
Okay. So what?
So we've been under their bench.
Huh.
Yeah. So it's been kind of recent, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No, I'm thoroughly thrilled. What else can you actually say about the game right now?
Well, I could say, you know, we it's looking really, really great. You know, I think a lot of people have been worried a little bit that we would not come out, but actually, because we are with Starbreeze, now it's 100% that we will come out. Because if not, they're gonna, like, you know. Destroy us.
Yeah, exactly. Now you guys have to deliver.
It's really gotten better. You know, we started off, I mean, Kuhn started off with three dudes in his kitchen. When I joined, there we were five, and now we're 20.
Oh, geez, you guys have staffed up quite a bit.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we needed to, you know, actually our animator, for example, is this girl named Katarina. She's lovely. She's actually a German girl, and she was an animator for Horizon.
Oh, we'll see that. That's yeah.
So we are like a little indie team, but we like to think we have little specialists. You know?
Yeah, you guys got some
what
good
we're
talent.
Doing. We do have some good talent, but what we're doing is super ambitious, man. So we get a little nervous sometimes. If people are gonna, like, you know, I remember I was doing a marketing thing for Starbreeze, and they're like, listen, this market doesn't make sense. We're like, why? Because they're like, you guys are gonna be competing with AAA titles, not indie titles. And I thought, listen, whoa, slow, pump the brakes, dude. We're an indie title. But we kind of had that kind of competition now, you know? So yeah. But we just want to make sure we make the game that we make. And, you know, maybe some people are, you know, like any game, like there'll be people that love it. There'll be people that hate it. We're hoping that there's more people that enjoy it than don't.
And that you guys will, you know, continue to you know, do more Absolutely. Good work, right? I mean, that's the hope of any creator.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, continuously do good work, improve.
Yeah, you know, going. We kind of like someone that we really admire in this way is CD Projekt Red.
Oh, yeah.
With The Witcher. Like, if you see how the first Witcher, then the second, then how the third one was just amazing.
Oh.
That kind of evolution of a company where, you know, little by little, baby steps, it gets better and better and better because you have more resources to be able to make it better.
And that's a company in the studio that yeah, that's another one that's truly, like, fascinating.
They're
that's
dope. Yeah.
Somebody to actually probably, you know, work on emulating. I mean, how there's only three games in the Witcher series, and then they have Cyberpunk 2077. I mean,
yeah,
that's, from my knowledge, that's the extent of their catalog.
They're coming up. I mean, actually, when we were at E3, we were so amazed that, like, they were, like, redoing this hotel that apparently is, like, very popular to go to for devs when you're at E3. And on, like, the whole side of the building, they had it actually painted. It wasn't, like, a wallpaper thing of, like, stuff for Gwent.
Oh.
So we thought, like, whoa, like, how much money do you need to be at that point? You know? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. They just – Gwent just went into open beta, too. Actually,
yeah, exactly.
Not that
crazy.
Long ago.
So there you go. That's another game in their repertoire.
Yeah, they got another one.
I'm not a big card game fan in gaming, but I mean, if it works for them, you know, God bless them.
Exactly, right. And yeah. Whenever you would
they
read
made
about
The Witcher 3, you know, that was an amazing game. I really enjoyed the shit out of it. Now it's gonna have its own Netflix series.
Oh, you hear I know. About that? Yeah, sick. I just heard that yesterday.
Very cool.
No, super exciting and super good for them too. Like they're making moves and that's like the game most RPGs need to try to aspire to at this point.
I mean, Horizon definitely took from it, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But like,
it was kind of like if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing. Because like the whole like, you know, the kind of like what that little chip does.
Yeah.
Of searching stuff is a lot like the Witcher sense. And
exactly.
I mean, hey, it works.
Exactly.
It works. It's great. Yeah.
It's and Witcher 3, like, for me, actually, is, like, the pinnacle of where that kind of role-playing game should be. Like, Witcher 3 and Fallout 4 came out. Fallout 4 came out after The Witcher.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, I know they're you know, sort of a different breed of game, but they're also kind of not, right? And Witcher kind of ate its lunch in storytelling-wise, anyway.
I got to tell you, I bought Fallout 4. Maybe it's me with Bethesda lately, but I just couldn't get into it, man.
I didn't
I
have
feel like
the same
a sinner
love for
saying it.
It.
What?
I didn't have the same love for it like I did with Fallout 3 in New Vegas.
That's what everybody says who's a big Fallout fan as well.
It's just kind yeah. of it's more Fallout, right? And it's what you expect.
Yeah. But The Witcher, that one really got me.
Oh, I dumped so I dumped good. Hours and hours and hours into that game.
Me too. it felt like a kind of Game of Thronesy. I really loved it.
So, okay. So let's talk
let's
about
go
you
back
for
to
a
our
bit.
Game, yeah.
Let's talk about you for a minute. So sure. How did you start like getting in like playing games, I guess?
Oh dude, I've been a gamer for a long time and you know, I kind of like, you know, I was kind of that kid who grew up, my neighbor had an original Nintendo and we're playing Duck Hunt and shit and Mario oh, gotcha. 1 and Rampage. Still love playing Rampage on originals. And then I got my Super NES, and that was my dream come true. I think that's still my probably my favorite system of all time was my Super NES, Super Nintendo. I just loved it so much. And, yeah, and I you know, I, and then, you know, it evolved to I used to love, you know, I'm sure you did this as well, four-player co-op, GoldenEye or Mario Kart.
Oh, naturally. I think
yeah,
everybody
just, you know,
did.
Smoking. I really believe, like, I sincerely believe that I am one of the best battle mode Nintendo 64 Mario Kart players, and I will go on a limb saying that is open challenge to whomever. I am like a deviously good at that.
I don't know. I might have to start buying a plane ticket and pack up the N64.
I would love to do this, man. If you want to organize this, Brendan?
All right, I'll get on this. Don't worry.
And you know, really, I just love gaming, and then for a while I kind of left. You know, growing up here in the States, I think, you know, there's always this kind of thing. It's like, what job should you do when you get out of college? People always say stuff like, you know, you got to be a doctor, you got to be a lawyer, you got to be a banker or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of fell into that trap a little bit. I was actually an investment banker, actually. I was working in London.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. and I just thought, like, this sucks.
Yeah.
I ended up losing everything. I lost fucking everything. At one point, these guys just, you know, got rid of me, and I basically had to come back to New York, and I struggled for like 2 years, and I thought, you know what? Let me go back to business school. It's kind of like a MBA is kind of a degree to kind of change careers. And I did, and I did it in Amsterdam. And, when I got out, this opportunity kind of fell on my lap, and, you know, the rest is history. It was like immediate love.
So
I never thought I would be in video games.
How did that opportunity fall in your lap to do what you do now?
A classmate of mine knew Kuhn, and we both ended up doing like an internship there, and then he liked our work, and we ended up working with him. But now I'm still there. The other guy left, but I'm still here. I love it.
Well, I would kill for that opportunity to fall in my lap.
You know, listen, it's not all a dream. I mean, it's very much a struggle. You know, for right now, you know, I'm making not the same amount of money I was making as a banker,
no,
with you lightly. However, I have never been happier. Enjoy what I do, and I truly believe that if you enjoy what you do, success will follow no matter what.
100%. And
absolutely.
I completely subscribe to that way of thinking, right? Like, it's total. It makes absolutely perfect sense.
Yeah, and for me, it's like, you know, I wake up every day, and like, you know, when I was a banker, I was like, I gotta go to work, man.
Yeah,
this money ain't worth shit. I fucking hate that job. And now, you know, I wake up and I'm excited. I'm like, what's the biggest thing I gotta do today? I'm talking to Brendan. I've been doing this tango for a month. I couldn't wait. I was excited about it. You know, you seemed like a nice guy at first. I thought, you know, like I told you in emails, I think I pissed this guy off or something.
No,
man. He's gone quiet. And you were like, yeah, this was just in my inbox. I just didn't see it, or a spam folder.
Yeah.
Sometimes my emails go into the spam folder. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Like, all I was sifting through, and I was actually cleaning out my inbox, you know, getting rid of stuff that I've already taken care of and
sure,
marking the important stuff. And I'm like, oh, motherfucker, I completely missed this.
No worries, man. No worries. I haven't been perfect either on this, you know, so I'm glad we finally get to talk. Actually, you're a really nice guy.
Well, so are you. And I was actually like thoroughly nervous. I got home and I poured a glass of bourbon, as I do before every podcast I record.
Well, you were nervous about it.
Oh, I'm always nervous. Dude. I'm always nervous about talking on mic.
You shouldn't be with me. Listen, I wish I had that bourbon with you. Next time we should do that like that. I'll
yes.
come down, we'll drink bourbon together, and we'll just shoot the shit.
Yeah, whenever you're in Atlanta, man, hit me.
Is that where you're located?
Atlanta? Oh, yeah.
All right. Hot Atlanta? All right.
Yeah, it's really hot right now, too.
It's actually a really hot day in New York, too. We got like an 80-something over here.
I'm in the 90s.
All right, fair enough. But you're further south than me, for sure.
And I don't do
Are you originally from Georgia, too?
No, I'm originally from Tampa.
Okay.
And then
Clearwater?
I was born in Tampa General, but we lived in Brandon for most of it, so.
All right,
which
cool.
is like, I don't know, it's about 45 minutes away from Clearwater, I think.
Sure.
It's been a while. I've only really lived there for about 3 years, though. Like, I more consider Stuttgart my home at this point.
Fair enough, yeah. You're more German than you are Tamponian.
I lived there for longer of my life than anywhere else, so.
Ah, cool.
You know, this is coming up on rivaling, but not by much.
Fair enough. Well, that's cool. You know, it's a real pleasure to talk to you about all this. And, you know, and I was sincere, but for some reason, I know Atlanta has a big game show. For some reason, we managed to get over there.
Yeah, Dragon Con.
I'll definitely
for sure.
hit you up.
I'll
definitely hit the bar. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I'm actually working on getting my Dragon Con press pass together so I can, you know, do shit like this at the show, right?
Yeah, that's the other thing. If you ever manage to get yourself a press pass and we're at a show, you got to show up.
No, I'll show up with a bottle
bitch,
in
man.
Hand.
You got to show up. I'll do a shot with you right there. If you remind me too, I'm going to imagine I'm having the worst day. Got like a sore throat and shit, and you come up and you're like, you said you were doing it, and I'm going to be like, mother. He remembers.
He's calling me out.
I've got to do it. Yeah. I refuse to go out, though, like a bitch. I will do it.
Perfect.
Sure.
Perfect. I can get behind this. You're my kind of guy. I
can't
wuss
out at that moment.
I had one more final question for you.
Let's do it.
So, I vaguely remember.
Okay.
During, what was, I think it was E3 of last year or the year before, where you.
Yeah.
With
last year.
The Kinda Funny crew.
Yeah, that's right.
How was that?
Oh, wow. Wow. It was actually really, really cool.
Because,
you know,
I'm a huge subscriber to Kinda Funny. I love those
really?
Dudes. I've been following them forever.
You know what? They were the nicest guys ever. Yeah, can't say anything. Actually, you want to know something? I'll even give you a better rep. I actually came over. I think they even say it in the video I did with them. But I just came over with beers. I was like, "What's up?" They had like a little mock studio set up in this apartment they were renting in LA.
Yeah.
And they're basically having people come in and out of doing interviews.
Oh, man.
Some guys doing the game, I think it was called Necropolis,
yep,
right before me. And I watched their interview, whatever. They did it with somebody else. They did it with Colin.
Yeah.
And then I went on with Nick, and it was cool as shit.
No.
And Greg even popped in. And then actually, you know, after the interview and a little bit before, I chilled out with Greg a little bit, talked to him. We shared a beer together. He told me some funny stories. Yeah, and actually, it was a really pleasant experience. He was a really great guy. Actually, when I went to PAX just recently, they were there, and I sent him an email. Hey, man, drop by the booth. It'd be nice to say hello. But I don't think he could, but I think it was a whole, like, you know, they have kind of like a little fiasco going on at that point.
Yeah,
at
that was,
moment. Yeah.
Yeah, that was
with
the time
Colin
that Colin was leaving.
So I figured, like, no problem, you know?
I get it. No,
I'll leave it be. Yeah, exactly.
That's a huge jealousy point in my book because, like, I wish I can get out to, like, San Francisco, but, you know, I'm wife and two kids, you know, I got bigger priorities,
you got priorities.
Than
yeah,
that. So.
Well, I could say this. One thing I think is important to say is they were freaking really nice, and they were very funny.
Not just kind of.
We really shot the shit, kind of similar to this, and it was cool as fuck.
Nah, that's also. I mean, now that I'm thinking, I'm like that. Your guys' game has kind of been in like the precipice of my mind, just, you know, on the outer edges, right? Because E3 is that time when, you know, Microsoft dropped Scorpio announcements and other shit like that too.
Sure,
but then
yeah,
watching the Kind of Funny stream, like, I'm hearing all these damn games that I'm like, yes, this is my jam.
Yeah, I actually listened for that video. I've never seen a YouTube video with more positive comments than that video with me in it. And I actually thanked Greg because I was like, dude, thank you. You got us a lot of exposure. And it seems like people were pretty nice, actually, not just, you know, evil bastards, like the way they can be.
No, that community is great. I mean, they helped me. Kind of Funny, best friends, like, helped me get my first interviews on this show. Just coming
Serious?
On and shooting the shit. So yeah, that's.
Oh, dude.
That's where it
yeah,
all kind
of
started.
They were that cool of a community. Please spread the word about us, then, man.
Will do, for sure.
I mean, for us, they've always been really, really cool, and you know, we're working on it. Like, I know that they're big PS4 guys. You know, and I could just tell you, like I said before, there is, now that we're with Starbreeze, talk, you know, so
talk.
I think that talk could turn into reality. That's the way I'm feeling about it.
I can
no promises. Yeah.
I'm still going to play it on PC, whatever. I'll play it on whatever I can get it on my hands on. So
fair enough.
So
well, it's coming. And, you know, to tell you a little bit about the game as well, it's kind of got this kind of dark tone. It's all about mystery. It's very much exploration based, but we have a lot of different mechanics in there. We think it's going to give people, kind of like, we wanted people to feel like we consider it a hard sci-fi game, so we really want to get you feeling it a little bit in
yeah,
it. You know, it's the kind of game you put the headphones on or the TV loud and you just get sucked in, because we're really proud, especially of the audio in that game. My God, man. That's something I could say. I really feel like we could put our audio up to the best other game.
And audio work, honestly, like, audio work can make or break a game as well, personally, for me.
Oh, dude, for us, you know, take me, for example. I'm that idiot. You know, I'm doing the business stuff for the game. But, you know, it's, I'm learning, and we're all learning right now in the office, because it's like, we're kind of, this is our first title. So we're learning by going through it. But the amount of, like, that audio, like you said, could just make or break a game. But I never really realized what it took to do that or how important audio was until I started working here. And, dude, our audio guy is a guy named Sander Van Zanten. And he's just incredible, man. He's really, really doing some nice stuff.
That's
I'm very
awesome.
Impressed. Actually, even stuff like, for example, the menu music for the game. It has like this really kind of dark tone, this kind of like thunderous, like mysterious bass in it. And he wrote it shortly after his mother passed away. It's kind of a sad story.
Yeah.
And you could just really tell that, like, he's channeling that into this. Really, really, it's really amazing.
No, that's great to hear, especially
yeah,
for me, because I mean, I'm the guy with the giant headphones cranked up to the max so I can make sure I can hear every nuance.
Oh, dude,
of,
dude,
of
you will,
the soundscape.
I feel very confident saying that you will enjoy the audio.
All right, well, I'm gonna hold you to that, and
all right, fine, man.
Once the game releases, we're gonna talk again.
Hell yeah!
And I will.
You're gonna start butchering me.
We'll do a postmortem, as so to say.
I just hope I'm not dead by then. Like,
no,
oh,
you'll be good.
Flopped. No, we're trying real hard. I think it's going to be a great game.
So can you give us an expected launch window, or is that still wrapped up too?
Like the platforms, I can tell you that it is coming.
Perfect. I mean, as long as it's coming, right?
Yeah, it's coming. It's going to be there. I could probably tell you this. You're not going to see it this year.
Okay.
That's the best I could do.
Hey.
I think that's fair.
Expectations in check, right?
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's all I'm looking for.
But time flies when you're having fun, man. It's coming.
No, for sure. I'm jacked, and we'll definitely do this again. And Jordy, you've been absolutely fantastic. I can't thank you enough.
I can't thank you enough. Thank you for your patience in all this. It's been kind of we just keep missing each other kind of thing. So I really appreciate you being patient with me. And dude, you actually have my phone number, so you could just text me. Hey, dude, it's Brendan. You want to do this again? So
fair
please
play.
Do that. Absolutely. Just remember to say it's Brendan because I don't have your number.
That's true. True that. I will make sure that happens.
And, you know, I could be open to you. You know, another thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, I actually do the same thing with people on Twitch where I have them on, even if they're just podcasters. Actually, another guy who's doing a really nice podcast called Gamer Weekly, he reached out to me. And now sometimes we actually do streams together where we talk about gaming stuff. And I wanted to see if you might be interested in that as well.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Hands down. That's a non-question.
Cool. Awesome.
I could talk about games literally all day, every day. So
friend me on Facebook, man.
All right, will do.
Brendan, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you for coming on. And have a great rest of your day.
You too, dude.
All right, appreciate it. See ya.
Ciao, man. Bye.
Bye.